This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
A what?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Producer Nathaniel is here to speak on behalf of the Belly community. Producer Nathaniel, we have many topics to discuss, including Sam Altizer's comments about hairy, big-bellied men. We want to talk about heated rivalry. I want to talk about your personal...
I just watched.
Oh, thank goodness. I want to talk about your personal sluttery and even more. Now, Nathaniel, it's been a minute since you've been on this gay ass pod as a full-on interview guest. Do you just as a tease, have you been a slut in recent memory? Do you, for later in this app, will you be able to give us some slutty stories?
I have been a much more concentrated slut. So instead of a million slutty moments, fewer intensely slutty moments.
You know what? You're being an intentional slut, and I think that's really beautiful. And
that's
I cannot
exactly
wait
it.
To hear the intentional ass pounding you've been getting or
that's
otherwise.
Exactly it.
I just want to say, before we get into it, we're recording this on a Saturday. I've had one of the longest weeks of my life. My day job is in full swing. The pod is busy. I've been getting ready. The ticket's on sale for the tour. And I looked like shit this morning. And my gay ass husband, this is not paid, by the way, not a product placement. My gay ass husband said, if you are worried about your under eyes.
Yeah.
She's like, I tried this for the first time and it actually worked. And I was like, what is it? Y'all, I just used it, and not to, you know, sort of talk my own face up, but I looked like shit all of 20 minutes ago, and now my under eyes are gone, and it's like $25 on Amazon. It's Peter Thomas Roth Instant Eye Firm Eye. And I just want to shout out Peter, because you deserve your ass aid, Peter. This is, I feel like a changed man.
You want to, baby, just a little of that Maybelline concealer does the trick too.
We love a concealer. Do you have
I'm too pale to do concealer. When I do it, I look like I'm in Kabuki. But
you've always been a
theater
queen.
The little Maybelline stick with the little fuzzy thing on the end. I used to pop, 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 and that was it. And I swear to you, people were like, damn, you look really good. What have you been doing?
Well, your skin is really good. Nathaniel, can I do when people ask you how old you are, do you hate answering that, or can you answer
it? No, I don't care.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
35 looking gorgeous. What about Heated Rivalry? Tell me.
I just watched it.
What are your feelings?
I loved it. I thought it was sweet.
I can't believe both of those boys are so cute. So cute.
Babies, Eric. We're getting so old. They're babies.
Are they really? Babies. Are they children?
I think the one is 24. Let me confirm. Yeah, he was born in 2001.
Tough.
And then I think the other one's name's Connor something. Connor Story. He's a cute dude. 2000. So they're 24
and 25. Oh my god, they are children.
Babies. These are babies.
But they were cute. I think they're so cute. I think they're genuinely great actors. I just can't believe how long the sex scenes go. And it's like,
I faded out. And I was like, ah. Then it faded back in.
Right, babies.
I also love seeing
everyone posting online about how horny it's making them just while watching it.
It did. More than anything else. And I think that says something. That says something, because there's a lot of gay TV out there. There's a lot of Boots didn't make me erect. Boots is fun. I enjoyed watching Boots, but Boots did not make me erect.
Boots got me hard there.
Maybe because I grew up in a cop family, but I was like, pish posh, applesauce.
No, yeah, I definitely...
I was hard in like 10 minutes in that hockey show. I was hard in the first scene when they were smoking. When he was like, hey, nice to meet you. I was like, I've been here. I've been in this situation.
And that's what we like to talk about, I think, with our sluttery. Specifically, you and I are talking about like being intentional, but also the like demisexual part of like the long game connection of it all. Like that to me
I think it's
just
way
like
sexier.
So
I also
hot.
Think that there's something sexy about heat arrival because we don't learn a lot about them. So we're yet. So we're right when they start fucking. We're like, okay, I know that he's sort of a little submissive. He's a little aggressive, and that's it. But
it's
I don't
also
know.
So
I think
fun to think about such masculine athletes in such a like a bro-y sport, and one of them getting penetrated. I find that to be
that is
just...
not at all. Do you know how many DL athletes I've slept with? Please.
Well, that's
and
what
I hang
heard.
Out with a lot of straight boys, a lot of dweebs, a lot of gooners. They are nasty, nasty. Oh, here, let me ask you this. Here's a good gay question. Did you shower in gym class, Eric?
Never.
Uh-oh. Never?
I never was a part of a sport where that was a thing. I had none of the fun.
You weren't forced through it all? I was forced through all of it.
No. We
3 years of basketball, 2 years of wrestling,
nastily
4
enough,
years of diving.
Like, would do PE in the middle of the day and then just go
Not
right
shower.
Back to class all
nasty.
Sticky as hell. Yeah.
Nasty with that poopy butthole. Nasty.
I wasn't shitting in PE, but I was definitely not. I never, ever had the like, even getting a glance
at. That was my favorite. Me, Mark,
like,
and Mount Gumley.
In the shower. Oh my
god! Our gym teacher showered with us at Lutheran High School South, and then he was let go my sophomore year.
And
then
that's making sense why he was
well,
like,
well, I wish it would have. He was, you know how you always have like older fat gym teachers who like can't do anything, or maybe they were athletes and they've let themselves go. He was like a 25-year-old guy. So he, when we would do things, he would play with us and then he would shower and he was so hairy. He was so hairy.
But
oh
you're saying
God.
That he would only shower and nothing else, right?
Oh, yeah, no. He was straight as an arrow. He was straight. I don't think
he
was
appropriate. Oh, so I see. So he was just like, I'm so straight. Who gives a fuck? I'm just going to shower because I got all sweaty. And yet you were in the corner eating your popcorn, looking at his hairy, hot body.
Oh, yeah. I was sort of raised with nudity. Like, not nudist house, but we were never taught to be shy in my house. So I was fine to shower and things like that.
So it was normal to you to see bodies, naked bodies.
Yeah, and to see older bodies.
Well, when I would go to the Jewish Community Center.
Oh,
and
baby.
I would...
Veda Sports on Tesson Ferry, honey.
Come on, Tesson Ferry. I remember walking through the showers, and at first it was just like the really old men with the low-hanging balls.
Which you
balls
know is my favorite. That's my fucking favorite. That's my
and
fucking
And I love that for you.
The
love...
longer when they're knocking like a door chime. Oh, God. I'm going to go wet now.
The pendulum swinging between their legs.
Nothing turns me on more.
Yeah, no, it's funny to think back into the formative shower experiences, and I never had it with my fellow students. But I'm loving that heated rivalry has brought up so many... obsessed with this all, producer Nathaniel, especially because you're going to be getting having a slutty story to complete later today, which I'm excited for you about that. But before we get into some of the sluttery of it all, let's get into Nathaniel speaking to Sam Altizer.
I have no idea what he's about to ask. We're coming in blind, so hit
well,
me
let's
it.
Do question number one. Sam Altizer says that
I just love a thick, like, bellied man.
Producer Nathaniel.
Yeah.
What do you want Sam Altizer to do to you?
I think he's just the cutest little chickpea. There are so many different types of attraction for me. And when you put a baby face on a hunky body, I just melt. You know, let him know that, you know, come up to Washington Heights. There's a lot of fur, a lot of belly. I'm a damn good cook. Chris and I are hung like racehorses. So just come on over and have fun.
All right, that's a great pitch. Now,
just kidding, I don't know.
Producer Nathaniel, Sam Altizer brought up the gainer community. What is your relationship to just the idea of gainerism?
God.
Have you ever partaken? Do you have an opinion? What's your stance on gainering?
It is very humbling when people are like, love your gainer journey. I'm like, nope, just depression. Just depression. I don't really have an opinion on it. If you want to do it, cool. I know some big boys that are hot as fuck that do gaining. It is definitely humbling when they're like, I love to see you on your gainer journey. I'm like, I appreciate that, but I'm not purposefully doing it.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I think that our appearance is constantly studied or magnified when we're young people, especially as gay people. It's like so much of our appearance is a part of our identity. And I think that the reason why Sam Altizer's episode did so well is because
he's cute as a fucking butt.
He's cute as hell.
Lethal combo. That baby face and then the big titties. Lethal. lethal for me. Oh my god,
love just the like, big titties. But I also think it's like, you know, so many of us do love a big man or just love the things that society has told us that, you know, are not as valuable. What has been your relationship to just like your body or your tribe? Have you ever felt like these pangs of wishing you were some other way, or have you had full radical acceptance? What's been your journey in terms of Nathaniel as a gay ass man in this gay ass body?
That's a good question. I remember moving to New York when I was 24 and thinking like, I get to be a big bear. And then I remember all the bears who were like 10 years older than me at Jacob Riis were like, you're not a bear. You're nothing close to that. And so I sort of like unwound that out of my mind. And now I am actually like a 35-year-old bellied hairy man. So that's been very interesting. Chris and I were just talking about this in the car. I still feel like a boy. Like, I don't feel like a 35-year-old in my head. I still feel like I'm 18. I'm responsible. I've got my shit together. But I don't know, like, especially if I'm around, like, another guy who's my age who I perceive as, like, older or butcher or fatter or smaller or muscular, I always somehow feel younger mentally. I always feel younger mentally. And for the first time in 2025, I think I'm slowly starting to tip those scales. You know what I mean?
Emotionally, interiorly growing up, getting older, sort of.
Yeah, seniors. I like getting older. I like, yeah, oh, I like getting older a lot. A lot.
Well, I think you're also landing on something interesting that I have heard from many friends, and even Meatballs has talked about, like, within the bear community, about like who they accept within their own community, but also like, I find it interesting with body types about like who you are attracted to. Some people are within a certain body and only want to be hooking up or dating or whatever with other people that look like them. Other people are really into hooking up with other types. Like if I find myself, let's say I'm scrolling on an app, see a really hot guy, whether he's a bear or just like a daddy or whatever it is, and he's like got more size than me, my first thought is he's not going to be into me, because most of those men are looking for size to like compete with theirs. Do you find that your attraction is towards a specific size or type?
I think that I have an archetype, which is bear daddy, but that is just my own favorite archetype. That does not mean like my attraction runs literally universal. I don't mean that in like a flippant way. Like, it doesn't matter. It's smile, face, and personality, number one. And I mean that not to be like dismissive, like genuinely.
Yeah.
The thing with me, though, on the other hand, is that most men who will sleep with me or will hang out with me usually have to excuse their attraction to me being bigger. It's never, you're cute. It's, I love big guys. Or you know, usually I fuck around with muscle guys, but like you're even some of my longest term
actually into you.
Yeah, literally. I would say like 9 times out of 10, if I'm hooking up with a fitter or a smaller guy, it's they have to excuse it in their head. It's not you're cute.
You seem to be someone though that like doesn't let that get into your psyche.
It doesn't, but that's the autism. I think I'm unique in that way.
God bless the autism for that.
Yeah, Chris always says that. I really think it is, because no, I don't care.
I love that so much.
On one of the other shows, that's like a therapy show that I work on, they were talking about like, you know, it's really hard when you walk into a room and you think people are looking at you and you're wondering what people are perceiving you. That doesn't exist in my brain at all. Like,
you're just like, I'm here.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, it doesn't exist, but I don't think it's something that I learned or that I've like achieved. It's just, it doesn't exist.
Well,
so like when I go into the Eagle or when I go into other things, I'm not comparing myself to other people thinking, oh, they think I'm fat or, oh, they think I'm poorly dressed. I don't have that in me. I'm thinking like, I have to pee. When's my gummy going to hit? He's cute. He's cute. He's cute. I want to go home and watch, you know, Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Question. When you are out at a bar in a horny mood, do you find that you are able to land the plane of getting the guy to come home with you, or even just like a bar makeout?
No. I feel like I'm in the vast minority of gays. I hate making out with people. I hate it. Like, not like my husband, great. If I'm in a hookup with someone, great. But I have never, ever, ever in my life wanted to casually just make out with someone. No.
You're like, I want to fuck, and the makeout is a part of the fuck, or nothing at all.
I just feel like, maybe it's me being weird, but my intimacy, like, I think that cuddling is very intimate. I think that kissing is very intimate. I don't think fucking is very intimate. I mean, obviously, like, people have their own opinions on it, but
yeah,
I don't know. I, like, no, I, to answer your question, I can always land the plane because, again, I think this is the autism. I know within a second and a half if someone's not vibing with me, and then I'll just chit-chat and move on. Like, I have never, I don't know, I really do think they call it high
pattern recognition. No, you got to teach a class. You have to teach a class on that.
You just do. You have to. I think that there is, and again, this is not me being unique or special. I genuinely think it's a symptom of like the Asperger's inside of me, but.
I'm trying to exercise the muscle of directness, and so I think this is a good.
What are you afraid of in the directness? That you're going to be turned down?
Probably, yeah. I think it's probably like in my nightmare, it's that I'll be like, I want to kiss you or whatever, and then they'll be like, ugh!
And they might. And that's their prerogative to do so.
Yeah, and then it's, because partly I think we've talked about like what we're super into. Like I, like, yes, love a slutty one-off, but also the idea of like, my ideal scenario, especially right now, is like, for the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@EricWills, linked in the description. I love you, bye!
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.